Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Asian Military Review podcast with me, your host, Andrew Dravinga. In this episode, I'm talking to Ahmed Al-Khoury, Senior Vice President, Strategy and Excellence at the United Arab Emirates-based Edge Group. Ahmed, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you for having me in this podcast.
Thank you. Great. I know the Dubai Air Show is coming up next week, and later on in this podcast, we can discuss more of that. But to begin with, could you start by giving us just a brief overview of your role within Strategy and Excellence at the Edge Group?
Thank you. So in Strategy and Excellence, our role is basically to consolidate all the strategy that are been initiated by the cluster. So as you know, Andrew, Edge Group is grouped by cluster. So we have around 5 clusters under the group, and each cluster is responsible for a certain domain. So we have the platform cluster, we have the missiles and weapon cluster, we have the space and cyber technology, we have the mission trade, and also we have the homeland security cluster.
Right.
So our role at the group level is to consolidate the strategy, to make sure that the strategies are aligned to the vision of our board and our leadership. And down the road, out of that, we are responsible of setting the right metrics or performance metrics that over the year, over the course of the year, we start to monitor the performance of each of these clusters and the representative companies under each cluster as well.
Right.
So that's in a nutshell, that's what we do. So basically, we oversee the progress of the organization from a strategic point of view, from a programs point of view, and also from a delivery point of view to our customers.
That seems like a growing job, because I know how quickly Edge is expanding, and also that you've been actively acquiring companies to fit into those various business sectors. What is your ambition behind that strategy?
Basically, when I started in Edge Group in 2020, we were given a task to start embarking in an aggressive strategy to diversify our portfolio. And since that time until now, we are proud to say that we've grown from a 30 products company to more than 150 products in the pipeline. It didn't come through a vacuum. It came from a direct supervision and direction from our leadership, also from our customer who basically provide their operation needs and we need to fulfill them, and also from the Tawazun Council, who are the representative arm, the procurement arm on behalf of the Ministry of Defense and the enabler of the defense industry. So basically, one of our strategy to accelerate our growth is through the merger and acquisition. And as you know, for us, with merger and acquisition, you accelerate your growth without starting from scratch.
Yeah.
So basically, you need a partner with you. So either you go with the co-development approach, or you go through a merger and acquisition approach, and it goes by its course. We do our proper evaluation in terms of the technology itself, because when we acquire a company, we acquire not because for growth, but we acquire for a critical domain that we need to obtain to complement our strategy. So that is our goal when we look after the merger and acquisition deals, such as Anavia, such as Flares.
You're right. Yeah, I was coming on to those because they are very recent acquisitions. Could you tell us a little bit about each company and where they are a good fit for the Edge Group?
Basically, as you can see, Anavia and Dosso Flares are from the aviation sector. And to be specific, more specific, it complements to our autonomous system focus. Now, in our strategy, in our 5 years to 10 years strategy, when we build the strategy, we put a focus on a certain domain that we need to grow rapidly, to go with the trend and to catch up with the market, to be one of the leaders in that domain.
Right.
And one of those focus is the autonomous sector. Last year, we were proud to announce the acquisition of Milram Company, which is one of the pioneers when it comes to the unmanned ground vehicles. And this year, we are happy to announce the acquisition of a 52% majority shareholding in Anavia Group, which basically is one of the leading companies when it comes to vertical takeoff landing, or I can say unmanned helicopter capabilities. This move will help us to complement in terms of products, of our offerings to our customers, and also as a replacement to our end-user current fleets when it comes to the unmanned helicopters. So basically, this kind of acquisition is a strategic move for us, and it will help us to grow really in a very in accelerated mode.
Excellent. Flares feeds into that whole development.
Yes, for sure. As you know, Flares is also a strategic investment, which also integrates to our Edge expanding portfolio. They are very renowned Flare 1 product, which basically a commercial jet, which one of its main features is the shared takeoff and landing, which also is equipped with a jet engine, Basically, our aim there is to diversify that kind of product to serve our defense purpose as well, whether it's an unmanned. And basically, also we're also thinking of expanding in the commercial part as well, to serve the commercial market. So definitely, this kind of platform will help us in to diversify our offerings when it comes to the unmanned system and also in terms of manned systems as well.
Yeah, I've been very familiar with your diversification, which has been very impressive. And staying on the air theme, of course, we have Dubai Air Show, which starts next week. And of course, the Edge Group is the official technology partner, which is very impressive. I believe you'll be showcasing around 60 different products. And which ones would you like specifically to highlight to the listeners of the podcast?
So, as you know, Dubai Air Show is one of our main anchors where we display our products along with the IDEX. So, for sure, this is one of the most important shows that we are proud to display our products. And we'll be displaying more than 60 products and solutions, whether they are in the aviation field directly or from a subsystem level, which are relevant to the aviation field, especially when it comes to the smart weapons, electronic warfare, or secure communication in the aviation field. And we'll be proud showcasing around more than 60 products. And if I want to name few, for example, in the loitering ammunition sector, we have the QX families that will be highlighting around 6 products under the QX families. We will also displaying Hunter families as well, which is also part of the loitering ammunition or loitering UAVs. And in terms of the UAV itself that we will be displaying, we'll be showcasing the Garmusha, which is one of our main backbone of VTOL helicopters. Mm. Also, we will be displaying the Reaches, which is a medium UAV class, which can carry around more than 100 kilograms of payload. And also, we'll be displaying the new products based on the new acquisition that we've made. We'll be displaying the Anavia products. And also, we'll be displaying Flarus UAV or Flarus new product that will be displayed in the Bay Area.
Right. Wow, it sounds like visitors have got a lot to look forward to when they go and see the Edge stand. So, Ahmed, thank you so much for your time and really best wishes for a very successful air show.
Thank you, Andrew. And we would like to welcome you there in our stand and to show you our exciting offerings in our stand as well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Ahmed.